Welcome to another week of The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles. I'm your host, Gary Ault, and you are listening to 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. And let me tell you what we have planned for tonight. We are calling this show, Here Come the Sons. That is Zach Starkey, Julian Lennon, James McCartney, Donnie Harrison, and Sean Lennon, the sons of the Beatles that have made musical careers for themselves. So we're going to start out with something from Zach Starkey, who is the son of Ringo, of course, and Maureen Starkey, that is. And what we're going to hear is, let me just get this queued up here. We're going to hear some Oasis. He was the drummer on a couple of Oasis albums, and this is from the album Dig Out Your Soul, and we're going to hear The Shock of Lightning. And that was Oasis with The Shock of the Lightning from the album Dig Out Your Soul, wherein Zach Starkey played drums on all tracks except for one, and he played on a couple of Oasis albums. And we're doing Here Come the Suns. So right now we're on Zach Starkey, son of Ringo Starr and Maureen Starkey. Ringo Stark or Richard Starkey and Maureen, if you want to be correct about it. By the way, speaking of Zach Starkey, we have a trivia question for you related to Zach Starkey. If you want to call in, if you think you have the answer, jot this number down, 908-852-4545. We're probably, most of us are aware that Zach Starkey and Keith Moon also both played drums for the same band at one time or another. But there is another connection between Zach Starkey and Keith Moon that's a closer connection. In fact, it's a family connection. So if you know what that connection is, give us a call at 908-852-4545. Keeping in mind that I'm the only one here tonight, so I can only answer brief calls and not while I'm talking or I'm on the phone with someone else. Now, if you're near your radio, if you're not near your radio, get near it. If you're near your radio, find the volume button and turn it up.
Thank you.
Okay, you can turn it down now. We're finished. That, of course, was The Who. And that was from the concert for New York City, recorded on October 20th, 2011, just a little over a month after the tragedies of 9/11. And, of course, that was in support of all the officials, you know, the policemen, the firemen, just all the emergency workers that lost some of their good buddies and family members during that event. And it was organized by Paul McCartney. And, of course, that was The Who. And in my opinion, I mean, they just have so much energy. You know, you could be using the same amplification, same effects boxes, same guitars as any other band. But for some reason, when The Who start playing, they just have an energy that's just unparalleled. It's just unbelievable. So that was before we lost John Entwistle, he was playing on that, and of course Pete Townsend and Roger Daltrey, but Zach Starkey was playing the drums on that, as he has done with The Who for quite a while now. This is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College. I'm your host, Gary Ault. We're listening to Here Come the sons of the various Beatles. After the break, we'll hear something from James McCartney.
Hi, I'm Jeff Rush, your host for The Crow's Nest. Join me Saturdays from 8 until 10 a.m. for a musical melange of...
Yo, Jeff, that's my line.
Oh, sorry, Stu. All right, for the musically curious...
Jeff, I've got that copyrighted.
Oh, yeah, Ron. Sorry, man. Okay, how about this? For the best in Americana, join me Saturdays from 8 until 10 a.m. right here on 91.9 WNTI, public radio from Centenary College, and online at WNTI.org.
The Stanhope House, located on Main Street in Stanhope, New Jersey, supports WNTI. Open Wednesday through Saturday at 4 p.m. and Sundays at 12:30. The Stanhope House offers Americana food and entertainment nightly. Information available at stanhopehousenj.com or by phone 973-347-7777. 973-347-7777.
Here are the rules for WNTI contests. Only one winner per household for 30 days. Prizes are not redeemable for cash and are not exchangeable. WNTI is not responsible for any telephone disconnects. Decision of the judges is final. Winner is responsible for any and all taxes incurred by winning prize. WNTI reserves the right to substitute prizes. WNTI staff members, community volunteers, employees, and their families are ineligible for WNTI contests. Employees of any other media are ineligible for WNTI contests. A complete copy of the WNTI contest rules is available online at WNTI.org and by writing WNTI Contest Rules, 400 Jefferson Street, Hackettstown, New Jersey, 07840.
And you're listening to Here Come the Sons on The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles. That is the Sons of the Beatles. We started off with Zach Starkey, and we're going to continue on now with some tracks from James McCartney, son, of course, of James Paul McCartney, better known as Paul McCartney. Before we do that, though, just wanted to mention that we did have someone call in with the correct answer to the trivia question. If you want to call in and, you know, take a guess, that's okay. We can announce your name on the radio, maybe. But basically, the question was, what familial relationship is there between Keith Moon and Zach Starkey? And we'll announce the answer to that at about 10 to 9. So now we're going to play something from James McCartney. Actually, we're going to start out with a song from Paul McCartney, his father. And, of course, James is the son of Paul and Linda. We're going to hear Heaven on a Sunday from his album Flaming Pie. That was probably the first time, at least it's the first time I ever heard James McCartney. I think it was probably the first time anybody heard him. He plays lead guitar on this track. And after that, we're going to hear two songs from James himself. So Paul McCartney with Heaven on a Sunday.
Peaceful, like heaven on a Sunday. Wishful, not thinking what to do. We've been calling it love, but it's a dream we're going through. And if I only had one love, yours would be the one I choose. If I only had one love, yours would be the one I choose. Restful, like heaven on a Mars. fingers in the bay. We've been learning a song, but it's a long and lonely blues. If I only had one love, yours would be the one I'd choose. If I only had one love, yours would be the one I'd choose. If I only had one love, yours would be the one I'd choose.
If I only had one love,
James McCartney. We started that set off with Paul McCartney, his father, and Heaven on a Sunday from Flaming Pie, released in 1997. First time we heard James McCartney playing lead guitar in that track. And then we followed that up with two of James McCartney's solo songs from his two solo EPs. The one called Angel, the song Angel, from Available Light, released in 2010. And then we heard I Only Want to Be Alone from Close at Hand, released last year in 2011. Later in 2011, he re-released both of those together as one album called the Complete EP Collection. You're listening to Here Come the Suns on The Cavern. I'm Gary Ault. This is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. Let's carry on now with the son of John and Cynthia Lennon, Julian.
Demands, leave it all behind.
yourself from all the lies. Free yourself from what's inside. Leave it all behind. Can't you see we're a part of destiny? We all want to touch the sky. Frightened by your love, always learn to rise above. Leave it all behind. Can't you see we're a part of destiny?
And that was Julian Lennon with Touch the Sky from his album Everything Changes. And from his first album, which I believe is pronounced Volate or Volat. I've never actually heard it pronounced because I didn't listen to commercial radio at that point, or they weren't announcing the name of the album, is typical. But we heard Too Late for Goodbyes from Julian Lennon's first album. After the break, we're going to hear something from the other Lennon boy, Sean Lennon, son of John and Yoko.
Hi, everybody. If you're looking for a place to kick back on a Sunday afternoon and enjoy some great blues, tune in to Uncle Pete's Blues Party. I'll be spinning the best blues has to offer from around the world to around the corner. So come join me, Uncle Pete. You're all invited to the Blues Party every Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. on 91.9 WNTI and online at WNTI.org, where great music lives.
WNTI support comes from Advanced Dental Care of West Mars, located in Hastings Commons on Schooley's Mountain Road in Hackettstown. Dr. Gary Vandervliet of Advanced Dental Care of West Mars offers a variety of dental services, including single-visit crowns and cosmetic dentistry. More information available at thehightechdentist.com or by phone 908-852-8858. WNTI is planning our spring membership drive, and we need your help. If you would like to be one of our phone volunteers or help mail out the thank you gifts, we would love to have you. It's easy and it's fun. Give us a call at 908-979-4355. It all begins with Trevor B. Power on Friday, April 13th at 8 p.m. and wraps up on Friday, April 20th at 7 p.m. with Spider Glenn. Help make this week a home run, and thank you from all of us here at WNTI, Public Radio from Centenary College.
Yeah.
Fabulous. That was Sean Lennon. We started off with Dream from his album Half Horse, Half Musician, and followed it up with Sean Lennon again with 5/8 from his album Into the Sun, so-called 5/8 because it's in 5/8 time. Basically what that means is that the eighth note gets the beat, and there are five beats per measure. Normally a 5/4 or 5/8 song has a feel of 3/4 to 2/4, like two measures, 3/4, then 2/4. That one has more of a 4/4 feel with an extra beat added in, and they do that interesting thing of having those singers singing hey, hey, hey on the first, third, fifth beat of the first measure, and then the second and fourth beat of the second measure, and then so on and so forth. So it's like every other beat in a 5/8 pattern, which is, I think, very interesting. Anyway, we have an answer to the trivia question, which was, what is the familial relationship between Zach Starkey and Keith Moon? Keith Moon is Zach Starkey's godfather. True. And Brad from Rockaway called in with the correct answer. So thanks for calling in, Brad. Now we're going to continue with the son of George and Olivia Harrison, Danny Harrison, or Donnie Harrison, spelled D-H-A-N-I. And first we're going to hear a George Harrison song, the last song he ever recorded, Horse to the Water. And he wrote this with his son, Donnie. And he recorded the vocal track. It was originally recorded on the Jules Holland Show, but then he actually recorded the single in the studio. And he only was able to do the vocal. He didn't have the strength to play the guitar, so he had a very good friend of his sit in on the guitar. You could probably tell who it is when you listen to it. But Donnie wrote the song with George, and here it is, Horse to the Water.
Dream. without going out of my door. I can know all things on earth without looking out of my window. I can know the ways of heaven the farther one travels, the less one knows, the less one really knows. Without going out of your door, you can know all things on earth. Without looking out of your window, you can know the ways of heaven the farther one travels, the less one knows, the less one really. Without traveling, see all without looking, do all without doing.
And we are out of time. This has been The Cavern with your host, Gary Ault, here at 91.9 WNTI. That was Jeff Lynn, Anushka Shankar, and Donnie Harrison from the Concert for George. Before that, we heard George Harrison.
You're listening
to the
member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.